It is Wednesday, November 8, 2023. Welcome to GQDN, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff, then get the code QUEST for the coupon code and get 25% off of your purchase in the checkout line. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation news. We have some Nintendo news. And did I say PlayStation? Well, PlayStation's teaming up with things, it seems like. But today, we begin with GameSpot.com, and they are saying that GTA 6, the first trailer, will be coming in December. So, here's what Sam Houser did say in a new message that he put on the Rockstar website. Quote, "Next month marks the 25th anniversary for Rockstar Games. We are very excited to let you know that in early December, we will release the first trailer for the next Grand Theft Auto. We look forward to many more years of sharing these experiences with all of you." Now, the date does line up with the Game Awards that will be held on December 7th. And Jeff Keighley did not know about GTA 6. Even then, if he did, he didn't comment on it there either, if they'll be a part of the award show. But old Jeff is full of surprises sometimes, there isn't he? We'll see if he does announce it. But you can expect the release date either late next year to early 2025, so about a 6-month time period. And that would start either September 2024 to March 2024, possibly. Now, if you wanted to know if there is a cow level in Diablo 4, well, PC Gamer might have some information about that. So, according to IGN, they did speak to one of the production developers, Tiffany Watt from Blizzard, and the associate game director, Joe Peporia, at BlizzCon. And there were hints that were dropped, if you remember, that the players were heading in the right direction. So here's what they said, if you do remember. Quote, "I will say, however, if people have picked up any items from their cow slayage campaign, they should hang on to them." Now, it does intrigue me because one of my good online buddies did take me through the cow level back in Diablo 3, and that was fun. So we'll see what happens with cow level. Let's do a little bit of esports here, because the Esports Award now has a partnership with some vodka. And it's the XIX Vodka will now be the official vodka sponsor for the Esports Awards 2023 ceremony. Along with that, the content creator and Sidemen co-founder Vikram Vikstar123Barn will be also be at that event. And that'll be from November 29th to the 30th. So later on this month. And that will be held at the Resorts World Las Vegas. So we shall see who wins. Now vodka, or the XIX Vodka, will be the fifth partner, along with Oakley, the glasses manufacturer, Xfinity, and Lexus. So we'll see what happens there. Now, Starfield, via WCCF Tech, DLSS, will have a beta upgrade on Steam. So, the Starfield DLSS 3 did have a beta update this week, or will have it this week, and Bethesda said it was delivered. Now, Steam users can opt into the beta update, and that'll be by right-clicking on Starfield in their libraries, selecting Properties, then click on Beta in the pop-up window and select Beta in the drop-down section. Now that'll be a different download, but you will have your current saves. But the saves that are created in the Beta will not work until the update goes live later this month. Now, WCCF Tech that gives the notes about what's coming, and I give you a couple things, because there's some number of memory related issues and leaks, so they addressed that. And PC only, improved render threading model, improving CPU usage, most notably on higher end systems. They adjusted stealth to be a bit more forgiving, and it fixed an issue where some NPCs could not be seen without wearing clothes, and some of the graphics were indeed fixed there as well. So you can go check that out. Now, here's where PlayStation joined Xbox. According to GameSpot.com, both companies sided with each other finally in ending its support for Twitter/X. And since PlayStation is finally doing this in 5 days, old Elon Musk said enough was enough, so he did say on his Twitter that he will be looking into this, because he wants to see what the problem is. I'll keep you apprised on that, if I see anything. We get back to the esports corner of the awards, because this is a little bit different, way different, because Nato Cephex announced his retirement, and that is Niles Christian Selesen did announce his retirement from CSGO, and he was a part of nearly 14 teams through his playing days. So here's what he said with his retirement interview. Quote, "I've had a constant heartbreak for years now, where broken promises are done, deals not happening, has been overwhelmingly common occurrence, to the point of pushing me out of the space. Every time this has happened, a part of my competitive CS soul has been killed and never returned, which has had a huge negative effects on my motivation. I've chosen to leave professional circuit Counter-Strike not because I don't love it, because I'm unwilling, or because I think I'm no longer good enough. I'm leaving Counter-Strike due to the immaturity of the industry when it comes to treating players. Sometimes I hope I can take part in changing with the video I'll be making in the near future." So he will be indeed missed. Now, some people that won't be missed. PC Games N did say that Blizzard is cracking down on people because we're back to cheating again. And that was about 200,000 accounts that was banned in the last month. So, yes, it did happen. And Blizzard's still keeping an eye on it. So, just a reminder, don't cheat. Just know the weaknesses of the game. That's all I'll say about that. But DualShockers.com did say that, there's something that Nintendo shouldn't have been doing. Well, see, there was a satanic game that was going to be released on Nintendo, and it looked a lot like Pac-Man. So I believe the game is called A Deal with the Devil. And there are some videos that were posted up on DualShockers. And that's actually called Devil World. But some of the church people told Nintendo, don't bring it here. Besides, we've already got Diablo. That said, one that we do have here via Kotaku is Super Mario World. Oh, I'm sorry, Super Mario Brothers Wonder. And they've already sold 4 million copies. And it's still going. It's still going. Because you can buy it up on Amazon, Best Buy, or GameStop. And Kotaku did have its own review of the game. But this was all a part of Nintendo's quarterly report. And it did highlight that, hey, look, this game's doing really well. 4 million copies in 2 weeks. I wonder if it'll be on sale when it comes time for Black Friday. Oh, wait, we got to get to this first. Because Sony and Nintendo could be teaming up for the Zelda movie. So, Nintendo and Sony Pictures Entertainment are developing a live-action movie that's based on The Legend of Zelda, and Sony is co-financing the project with more than 50% of contribution coming from Nintendo. That's a direct quote from PlayStationLifestyle.net. So, Sony will have the distribution rights. That's a part of the deal. So here's what a press release did say by Sony Pictures and Nintendo. Quote, "By producing visual contents of Nintendo IP by itself, Nintendo is creating new opportunities to have people from around the world to access the world of entertainment which Nintendo has built through different means apart from its dedicated game consoles. By getting deeply involved in the movie production with the aim to put smiles on everyone's faces through entertainment, Nintendo will continue its efforts to produce unique entertainment and deliver to it as many people as possible." This could be interesting. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle also did say that, well, we got some games coming for 2024, and now to come be the holiday ad campaign. Yeah, that's what Sony did say. And that could have the launch of the slimmer, or the PS5 Slim. So, here's what was said in the PS blog post. And Sony did say that the PS5 library does have 2,500 or more titles. Sorry, I did move the mic. But that's in the PlayStation's history. So, in a direct quote, while 2023 has been an epic year for gaming, there are even more great games to look forward to next year. And they did have some console exclusives like Helldivers 2 and Concord, and a third-party multi-platform games. And they also said that PlayStation 5 will have an ample supply this holiday, unlike what happened for the past couple of years. So, for the quote, we're entering a holiday season with more console supply than we've had since the launch of PlayStation 5, including the new PS5 model in a smaller form factor. Yeah, so Slim's gonna be available. But what could also be available from PlayStation? Well, why not the controller? And on the PlayStation Store at Amazon, they'd have some DualSense wireless controllers for about $50. And that would also work for PCs. So right now, those controllers are about 35% off. And that would include the models that have some color to it that would typically go for $75. So $50. You can go check those out. By the way, Bethesda, according to GameSpot, is selling some of their games for just $12 in a bundle. So the Fanatical Bethesda Classic Bundle is what they're talking about, and it's got Doom in it, 64, 1993, Doom 2. It's got Elder Scrolls Adventures Redguard, and Elder Scrolls Legend Battle Spire, Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion Game of the Year Edition, Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind Game of the Year Edition, Rage, Fallout, all of those classic games for $12. Yeah, but we're not on sale. We are Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2023, all rights are reserved. We'll have some more news for you tomorrow. So go play some games, people.